once upon a time, but it's the memory. It's like synergy. Life the hardest teacher y'all could ever get the master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos. What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnose Success Podcast. I'm your host, Case Sparks. We are blessed and highly favored. It's a blessing to be a blessing. And y'all love this podcast, man. Love tapping in with y'all each and every single week. Y'all know what it is, man. And before we get started, as always, we're going to tap into the word of the day. Something motivational, inspirational. Get you through your day, your week, your life. Y'all know the vibes, all right? Yo, so this word of the day, I love it. I live it. I preach it. I teach it. Some people are so poor, all they have is money. I like that. I'll say that again. Some people are so poor, all they have is money. You know, I heard this word of the day a couple of times, and I love it because it's very impactful and it's very true. A lot of times people just get caught up in materialism. They get caught up in money, 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 right? That's like the reason behind why people do a lot of things that they do. However, money is never the all in all be all, right? At the end of the day, there's so many things to be grateful for, to be appreciative for. And money is not the only definitive factor. A lot of people got money and they broke. You hear about these millionaires all the time. They blowing their brains out. Suicide here, suicide there. They're living lives of misery. They got financial success, but they're broke spiritually. They're broke mentally. They're broke in regards to the relationships. They got all these fractured relationships, either with their kids, with their friends or family. So this word of the day is so on point. You know, some people are so poor, all they have is money. Don't be one of those people. It's great to have money. Don't get it twisted. Money is an excellent resource, but that shouldn't be your only goal. That shouldn't be your only function. You should want to have loving relationships and interactions with people that actually ride for you like you ride for them. And that is the word of the day. All right. Now, the word of the day actually ties into today's episode, because today we're going to talk about how the holidays empty your pockets. All right, I'm saying it again, how the holidays empty your pockets. There's a lot of holidays, whether we're talking about Christmas, Valentine's Day, whatever you name it, Mother's Day, Father's Day, all these different holidays. And I see, like, especially on social media, people are losing their goddamn minds. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, there's so many clips of who got who what for Valentine's Day, for Christmas. Got the G-Wagon with the big bow on it. Got the $80,000 Rolex. All these different things that just points to one thing and one thing only, and that is consumerism, y'all. All right, so unless you're sleeping under a rock, you're totally blind, right? You out here Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder with it, you're just blind, right? Like, the reality is that the holidays are about one thing and one thing only, consumerism. Basically, the powers that be want you to spend your money. They don't give a damn about your mama on Mama's Day. They don't give a damn about your pappy on Father's Day. They don't give a damn about your kids on Christmas. And they damn sure don't give about your spouse on Valentine's Day. They care about your money. They want you to open up your wallet and spend bread, right? It's about consumerism. Now, why is that? Well, for a couple of reasons, but the main reason being is that in order for a system to flourish, money has to constantly flow. It takes money to make money. So the economy has to have a certain amount of dollars constantly flowing into it and out of it and into it and out of it, circulating to keep things running. So every so often, it's going to be some holidays strategically placed to mess with your emotions, right? So after a couple of months, we're going to hit y'all with Mother's Day. Because you don't love your own mama if you don't get her nothing for Mama's Day.
I feel sorry for your mother.
What you say about my mama?
Right? We're going to hit you with Father's Day. You don't love your pappy if you don't buy him nothing for Father. We're going to hit you with Valentine's Day. Because if you really rock with your boo, you better get some roses. You better get some chocolates. And they better be Godivas. Don't be coming on the cheap with no Nestle's, you heard? And, well, shout out to Nestle's, no shade, right? But This is the psychology behind it, right? Now, pause for a second. Let's talk about consumerism, because I'm big on definitions. I'm big on the meaning of things and the psychology behind things. So let's talk about consumerism by the definition. Made a couple notes. We'll get into it before I really start going in. Consumerism is the idea that buying more goods and services is a good thing and that it leads to a better life. It's a social and economic ideology that encourages people to spend money on things they don't need. That's consumerism. Consumerism 101. I have to make you feel that you're important because you're buying something. And if someone don't buy you nothing, they don't really rock with you, right? You see it every day on social media. Matter of fact, let's play a clip. Check this out.
And I want you to hold my hand while I tell you this. Well, you can't hold my hand because I'm driving. But if that man gets you nothing for Valentine's Day, baby girl, that man is clipped. One more time. If he gets you nothing for Valentine's Day, he is clipped. I don't care if that's your main, if that's your side, if that's your boo, if that's your baby, if that's your hubby, if that's your BD. I don't care if he's just trying to get in them buns or he just like you. I don't care. Your work hubby, all of them. If they get you nothing for Valentine's Day, it is what? Clipped. Okay. Please. All of these men with no romantic bones in their bodies, clipped. Love you. Bye.
So as y'all can see from that clip, young lady made it very clear she's clipping anybody who don't get her nothing, and females should do the same thing, right? Now, I will say this. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. However, this is my opinion. Things aren't an accurate reflection of love. So I can buy you something, but that doesn't mean that I truly love you or care about you. There's plenty of people that buy people things and there's no emotion attached to it. A dude could trick on you and buy you as many things as he wants to and still have 20 other chicks out there that he's doing the same thing for. Same thing with it, with flip side for the guys, because girls is players too.
Sensational.
Right? You can have chicks buy a dude, get a dude expensive gifts, nice watch or whatever, but at the end of the day means absolutely nothing because she's doing it for like 15 other guys too, right? And she's community property. She's been ran through, continues to get ran through, and that's just what it is. So I say all that to say is that with consumerism, it plays on your mind, like your thought process, like, oh, somebody bought me something, so they actually value me. No. The reality is this, you know, you treat people good all year round. You understand what I'm saying to you? Like, I don't feel that Valentine's Day is the only day that you should be able to be expressive towards someone to say, hey, I love you, I value you, and I appreciate you. Do you really got to wait till Valentine's Day to buy somebody flowers? Right? Do you really got to wait till Valentine's Day to show your man that you actually love him? Do you gotta wait till Father's Day to show your father that you love him, or vice versa, Mother's Day, etc.? You celebrate people every day. You celebrate them through your actions and you celebrate them with your intent. So that means you're intentional every single day. Fuck a holiday, bro. Not gonna hold you. Like, these things just get you to spend your money. And then the psychology is on social media. You gotta understand, this is like a computer, basically in the palm of your hand. So people scroll, they see, oh, this person bought they girl this. Oh, this person bought they man this. Now people start to feel a sense in their subconscious that they have to compete with that. And if their life isn't in alignment with that, then it's a problem. Yo, don't let the internet fool you, fam. Everybody's not posting their failures. Yeah, they'll post all that, but they ain't gonna post the 85 times they got into an argument this year, right? Like, I'm telling you, this is real spill, right? So at the end of the day, don't get caught up in the consumerism. Don't get caught up in the psychology behind these things. You do things because it's real to you and you're intentional every single day. Fuck a holiday, bro. I'm telling you, man. They just want you to open your wallets and spend bread, all right? Now, I will say this. A lot of times we feel compelled to participate in these holidays because let's keep it a stack. It just is what it is. We're living in this society. So when you're living in this society, a lot of times you feel pressure to conform. You feel pressure to at least do something, right? So let's keep it a stack. At the end of the day, if you do participate in these holidays, then on the flip side, we got to talk about how to engage in that way too, all right? And I'm going to play a little clip. It's funny, it's jokes, but it's not funny at the same time because it do be happening. Let's go into the clip.
No, you didn't. Oh, my God.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. You thought I forgot about you? I told you, man. Do what I do. Do what I do. Yeah, that ain't it, huh?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
uh-huh. God. These ain't without. They come out 3 more years.
Oh, you know? Thank on, you.
That ain't it. That's
another
for you, too.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, man, because you be working hard.
I do.
Oh, man. You working too hard. Oh, man. That's all you.
Come on.
That's all you. And look, turn to the right. That ain't it.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
I'm going to put this in the car for you.
Wait. I got you something too.
No, what you got?
Happy
me.
Valentine's Day.
What you got me?
Mm-hmm. Something to carry you to work. So you don't be messy. Happy Valentine's Day. You love it?
So as we can tell from that clip, that joint was funny, right? Like, old boy spent a lot of bread. And then when old girl, it was time to reciprocate. She ain't reciprocate shit, right? And that's why I say, if you're going to participate in the holidays, then you do need to establish boundaries. And look, y'all could do what y'all want to do. I'm just saying from a grown perspective, this makes the most sense to me because it eliminates and alleviates people feeling let down. And I'm going to keep it real with y'all because I've had a lot of conversations with people, right? A lot of my close people, I love them to death, so I would never put their names out there. But a lot of people feel away on the holidays because just like that video, even though it was a joke, it's not a joke because it does happen a lot of times to a lot of people. A lot of people will spend a lot of bread on the holidays. They buying expensive shoes, watches, jewelry, cologne, perfume, whatever. They boiling out on their significant other just for this person to come on the cheap with some bullshit ass gift that they got on sale, right? Let's keep it a stack, because we can keep it real. It's happened to a lot of people where they feel like, yo, I've spent so much, I've given so much, and you coming with the bare minimum. Or sometimes it can't even be viewed as the bare minimum. It's like, yo, somebody just checking off a box to say, hey, I gave you something. But I mean, realistically speaking, if this individual went all out, boiled out for you, you know, because they value you, they love you, they want to show you, they want to be expressive, and then you coming through with the liquidators discount sweaters, right? Or the pajama set, you know, and this person has spent like $5,000. I mean, we all can acknowledge that that's fucked up, right? You know, at the end of the day. So I feel the best way to circumvent that disparity is, yo, if you're a grown adult and it's the holiday times, first thing out the gate, you should say to the person you're with, hey, you know, we exchanging gifts. Let's establish a budget, right? That's the magic word you want to say. Like, because if you're going to go down that path, yo, keep it a stack. Hey, let's establish a budget. How much are we spending this holiday, right? Because this is for the people that boil out of control and then feel mad when the other person give them some bullshit, right? Because you got to remember at the end of the day, right? Like, I don't think like it's so much malicious. It's just people do what they can do, right? So maybe you might be with someone who they really don't got it like that. They low-key broke, and that's the best they can do. So, I mean, you know, if you feel constantly let down and you got to establish boundaries with that person, like once you notice that pattern, every holiday, I'm spending a lot and this person's coming on the cheap, that ain't cool. I ain't jacking it. So, all right, if that's what it is, all right, your budget going to be $500, it's $500. It's going to be $1,000, it's going to be $1,000. But you don't set yourself up for failure or disappointment that way because you both are putting in. You don't feel like it's a one-sided operation and this person's got all this nice stuff and you just got a bag full of garbage, right? So, you know, I think that's important, man. Communication is key, man. Make sure that you're intentional and you express yourself correctly so that way you guys are on the same page, because that's what it's about, right? The holidays can be very misleading and very expensive if you don't establish boundaries. You know, I know Look, I got friends that don't even celebrate none of this shit, yo. They like, yo, Valentine's bullshit. Christmas is bullshit. Yo, we treat each other good every day, period. And we reciprocate. Yo, I take you out to dinner, I pay. You take me out to dinner, you pay. And yo, we reciprocate. We got a relationship where we both treat each other. This isn't a one-sided operation where one person is just benefiting all the time. You feel me? Then I got friends that are on the other side of the spectrum. They ball out. They be like, yo, our budget, yo, this holiday is two bands apiece. We spending two bands on each other. And tell me what you want. So I make sure within that $2,000 budget, I'm spending what you want. Got other friends that be like, yo, their budget's $1,000. Their budget's $500. Whatever it is. Everybody, I think there's no one size fits all. I think everybody has to do what's best for them. If you want to celebrate the holidays, communicate, create a budget. That way everybody's on the same page. And if you don't, you don't, you know. But ultimately, I do think people need to realize is that, you know, the holidays shouldn't define you and they shouldn't define your relationships. You know, life be life in, and every single day you live it to the fullest and treat people well. All right. So I want y'all to sound off below, man. Let me know what y'all think about this topic. You know, how do y'all feel about the holidays? Do y'all celebrate Christmas, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day? You know, do y'all establish a budget so everybody's on the same page? Or, you know, do y'all say, man, fuck all that shit, man? It's consumerism. They just want to get in our pockets and they just want to get my bread. You're not getting my bread, B. You know what I mean? So tell me what it is. Like, follow, subscribe, spread the word. Y'all know what it is each and every week. And until next time, peace.